Now, after their distribution, two sets of distribution, that is the degree level and then the specialization level. Then again, how do we choose those who are to benefit from these opportunities? Then normally we say those who will benefit for PhD must be science students. So, and the student who has first class degree will be the beneficiary of these opportunities. This decision was based on ministerial order, which formed the committee. The ministerial order clearly stated that selection must be based on merit. And what is merit? Merit is the best performance in an examination that is done by an eligible examining institution. In case of South Sudan, we have the National Council or the National Examination Secretariat. It's the only institution that set examinations in this country, especially for secondary school and primary school examinations. So this is what merit is. The best performer in an examination that is set by a legal institution that set examinations in the country. So, after defining what a merit is, the committee said, look at the certificates of the undergraduates, and the best performer, especially in science and in arts, the list of arts students was separate, and the list of science students was separate, and the selection was made on the basis of merit. From number 1 to number 20 in sciences, from number 1 to number 5 in arts, for PhD and for master's, first class degree was selected. That was the basis of selection. Now, the Indian Embassy had also requested us to make a list of reserve that will not be published. List of reserve to be sent to them about 20, so that if anybody from the first group falls off for one reason or another, they could have somewhere to select. So a list of 20 was selected based also on merit, and this is how the list was done. The 25 undergraduates were selected on merit. In arts, I do not remember the first person, but the last person had 88.9. That's the last person. For sciences, I don't remember the first, but the last person was somebody who had 88%. That was the selection. Now, when we published the list, the list was sent, it was a nomination, suggested on the basis that were defined in the ministerial order. But we had decisions that we made, and these decisions were not in the ministerial order. The distribution was not in the ministerial order. Okay, that is the 2, 3, 5, and 20 were not in the ministerial order. Okay? So we had to forward this as a request to the authorities in the ministry to endorse the nominations we had made. There were recommendations which I cannot go to, but this was what we requested. Now, the ministry endorsed the list, and after that, we published the list. We published the list for students to see those who are nominated, and we sent the other list, the same list, to the Indian Embassy for other processes. Now, when the list was seen, some media houses went viral and they questioned that the selection was not based on merit. That's one. Second, they produced their own list and they neglected the list that came from the Indian Embassy. A second. Number three, that there was preferential nomination based on, you know, what this madness of South Sudan is. Everything you do, they look for a base. That is, they want to do it tribally. Third, or fourth, I mean, that there was no regional representation. Fifth, there was no gender balance. These were what some of the media houses, some of you are here, who they went making a lot of very negative information on what we had produced. However, these are things that can happen in a society that is not well informed. In a society that is not serious to investigate and to balance and see whether this work was done based on some regulations or not. Now, after clearing this, we are saying that the selection was based on ministerial order, which strongly recommended that selection must be based on merit. So if this selection that was done lacks merit, this is what the media should tell us. Who did we leave out that has the score very high? And by the way, this is higher education. This is higher education. And the world that has advanced was basing their education on merit, on best performance. If South Sudanese are not happy about merit, then we are here to be challenged. If there is anybody who has very high marks and we have left him out, we are ready to accept blame, because this is important. That was our basis for selection. Again, if anybody or any media house or any other organization that are complaining there around, if they have the list that the Indian embassy has and we have thrown it in the dustbin, let that organization or media house, let them challenge us and give us the list that we have thrown away. I have to rest my case. Thank you very much. The DG and the secretary of the scholarship committee can now take the floor to clarify things I might have left out before the media houses are given the opportunity to ask questions. Thank you, Honorable Undersecretary. Thank you, press.
Thank you very much. Dr. Atem, I think you can take over now.
Thank you, Honorable Undersecretary. Thank you, my colleague, the chair of the scholarship committee. In fact, you have covered everything. And the Undersecretary has also covered everything. What I will do is just the emphasis on what we have already talked about. Let me take the affirmative action. Why we did not base our selection or nomination on regional basis or on gender balance basis. The chances were very tight. And these chances are going outside the country. There will be no consideration outside or in India that X and Y were selected because they came from the less developed areas of South Sudan, or these are gender-based affirmative actions. They will not be considered like that. So in the light of what the chair has explained, we were forced to use the merit of the applicants by ordering, in ascending order, the best should go take the first chance, and so on up to the cutting edge of our selection. The other one is rules and regulation in higher education. Rules and regulation in higher education clearly state the competitive procedures we should take when we are selecting to our student to our universities or to a scholarship. Those rules are regulations are here in the ministry. If the media house want to see how the committee was based, it was based on those rules and regulation of the Ministry of Higher Education. And it is these rules are developed by the High Council of Higher Education in the ministry here. They sit once or twice in a year to review how the year went. Are there challenges or are there things to be considered for the incoming academic year? So we use also rules and regulations in selecting the 30. My chair has already explained that it was tight. 5 went to the postgraduate and 25 to the undergraduates. So you can imagine, if you are given such a chance to select, what do you do? And you have 457 applicants, and you only select the 30. I believe the mechanism we use in the committee and endorsed by our leadership in the ministry were the best. And I believe if anybody outside there has a list outside what we have done,